In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the great themes of our age is the great and growing gap between the very wealthy, the super rich, and everybody else. One of the stories of the moment is the revelations pouring out from the Epstein files, the personal correspondences between the disgraced ex-criminal Jeffrey Epstein and the wealthy and super wealthy people he managed to cultivate and draw into his orbit. We know now just what kinds of expensive things rich people like to be gifted with. Social commentators are already referring to the Epstein class to describe this section of America and the world's elite. Another descriptive used is the pillaging classes. Are we in the midst, we may wonder, of a second Gilded Age? The first Gilded Age describes that period of American history from the end of the Civil War to the early 1900s. It was the age of great fortunes being made by a few. Many of them deserve the term robber barons. And this happening while social conditions for the many worsened in the general population. The Gilded Age. Our parish Lenten mission this year, however, will be the story of a young woman of fortune and her family who lived very much against the negative stereotype of the greedy, rapacious rich of this period. That woman is Catherine Drexel. She was the second of three daughters of the Philadelphia banker Francis Anthony Drexel. She was born in 1858, the very same year as the apparitions of Mary Immaculate Lourdes, and she died in 1955, just after the 1954 centennial year of the definition of that dogma of the Immaculate Conception. She began her own good works in the 1880s as a benefactress of the Catholic home missions for the American Indian and also for American blacks, many of whom were recently emancipated slaves. Then she dedicated herself to the consecrated life as a religious sister, and she founded a new religious order in the American church. They were called the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, SBS, for Indians and colored people. All of the great wealth of her family fortune, for which she eventually became the sole heiress, she expended it in the funding of her new religious order, as well as giving to other worthy charitable causes. When she died in her 97th year, the last of the Drexel family fortune, according to the express terms of her father's will, was dispersed to charity. There was nothing left, nothing. It had all been given away. In this, Catherine Drexel fulfilled for herself and for her family what Christ our Lord declares at the end of the parable of the unjust steward. That's St. Luke chapter 16. When Christ says, "And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you unto everlasting dwellings." In other words, the good you do for the poor with your surplus wealth, that's the mammon of iniquity, the good you do for the poor with your surplus wealth here on earth for the sake of the love of Christ, it will redound to the good of your own soul in the life to come. Your good deeds shall go with you unto everlasting dwellings. That's the sense of the lesson of the unjust steward parable. Mother Catherine Drexel practiced almsgiving and charity towards one's neighbor in need to an extraordinary, heroic degree. And in the year of the Great Jubilee 2000, Pope John Paul II raised her to the altars. She is now a canonized saint of the Catholic Church, and her feast day is observed on March the 3rd. Over these next few Lenten Fridays in our conferences, we shall be considering the life of St. Catherine Drexel with a view to understanding how the Catholic faith shaped her family's ideals that deep sense of duty they had to use their wealth to relieve the needs of the poor. Great wealth means great responsibility. This is a proverb many accept, but where do you find real selflessness in the giving of rich people? Where do you really find what Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount? And when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, who seeth in secret, will repay thee. Well, we find the fulfillment of those words here in the life of our saint, and in the lives of the Drexel parents who planted such good seeds in their daughters' souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.